Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
All right, we are live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Welcome back to the show. And we are in the congressional district of one of the greatest members of Congress, and that is our friend, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. And he joins me now live on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Congressman, thank you for calling in from Washington right now.
Rich, it's great to be with you. I wish I was with all of you, to be honest with you, but I'm here in D.C. doing my job, and hopefully we're going to get things squared away.
Well, listen, we know how hard you're working for all of us. Can you give us an update on where things stand?
So as far as where we are in keeping government open and the budget situation, I was disappointed yesterday. We had a bill that President Trump supported. It was a continuing resolution that would have kept us until March. Here's what we've got to do. We've got to give our new president, our president-elect, a chance to get in, to get settled, and get America back where it needs to be. In order to do that, you can't be fooling around with a budget shutdown and a host of other things. So an original bill came forward the day before yesterday, which I could not, in any confidence, I just could not justify supporting that. I was one of the very first people out that said, you know, I want to work with everybody. I definitely do not want to shut government down. Hurts our Coast Guard and a whole bunch of other folks. However, I cannot vote for that bill. It had so much fat and pork in it. It was beyond anything even Pelosi dreamed of in her day. So a little while after I came out on Twitter, I would say just hours later, President Trump came out and others came out and said they weren't supporting it either. So that was dead in the water. Yesterday, we had a bill that President Trump supported. Far from perfect. I got to admit, I don't love it. Still a lot of bad things in there. It's basically continuing with the kind of budgeting that we have now, which has a lot of waste in it. However, it's only for a few months. It's to make sure that we continue to move forward so that, again, we can really make some significant change next year. President Trump supported it. He thought it was a good deal. It also had aid for our farmers who really got hurt by these terrible storms and droughts, and it had help for those individuals who've also been victims of all these terrible storms as well. So that was good. I voted for it. The vast majority of Republicans voted for it. The president supported it. Unfortunately, within the Republican caucus, we had 38 Republicans that did not, and every single Democrat voted against aid for our farmers, voted against the disaster aid, and voted against keeping, you know, the government open, other than two. Every single Democrat voted against it. Needless to say, it didn't make it. Back to the drawing board today. Today, you know, we're working on it and doing it as separate bills. So there would be a continuing resolution. There would be a bill, again, to help our farmers that have suffered under some disasters. and to help those down south get the disaster aid they need, because literally people in the cold weather are living in tents in America. We're spending money on every damn thing around the world and a lot of it crap, and yet we can't take care of our own people. So hopefully this will get through. I'm still studying it. We're working on it. I will not be a vote that shuts down government, but if it's something that's not good, I'm not going to vote for it on the other hand. So we're in the middle of that right now.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew is with us. He's working hard in Washington to try to give us a budget we can live with, at least for a few months, until President Trump gets in there and starts cutting government and cutting the waste. Congressman, do you have any update for us on the drone situation? Everybody in New Jersey, you know, we're still asking about it. We're still worried about it. Your comments about it could potentially be Iran, which, look, you know, back in 2020, you said COVID came from a lab and they mocked you for it. And you were you were right. You were right, Congressman Van Drew.
And here we go again. And we said that the weather balloon last year was more than just a routine weather balloon that was flown by some balloon hobbyist. And sure enough, we found out it was a spy balloon from China. And they finally shot it down after they gathered all the information they wanted and transmitted the information. So here we go again. So here's the deal. And this is exactly how it happened. First of all, let me say I'm on the aviation subcommittee. And we deal a lot with drones. I've dealt a lot with this issue. They are called UAs in the common terminology, the scientific terminology. And basically, these are unmanned aircraft. And there's different ways that they can fly. But here's the point. Individuals came to me who have top security clearance. Serious people with gravitas. No joking around. These aren't some folks in the backyard drinking beers and flying their hobby planes and their hobby drones. And they said they had real concerns that weeks ago, a ship left Iran that is a drone ship. Actually, Iran has three of them. It left their port, and they don't know where it went. They were concerned because the government, our government, this administration was not taking it seriously and even looking into it, which is unconscionable. And they felt that those concerns should be addressed. And they came to me because, quite frankly, they knew that I would speak out about it and that this needed to be investigated and that there was a possibility. We had the chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee 2 days come out, and he said he thinks it's China. Well, China and Iran are dealing and exchanging technology with each other. We are 10 years behind China because we're wasting so much money on so much nonsense, and we're not getting done what we need to done, which is to be on the cutting edge of these drones and drone technology. So I came out with it, and that lit a fire underneath everybody, which was good because we want to get going on what's happening here. But the administration has been horrible. First of all, so everybody knows, there are things called drone motherships. They exist. That's the terminology that is used by the industry. And China has them, and Iran has them, and we don't. They are large. They're like aircraft carriers where drones can take off and land on them from any location and can be hidden in stealth. One was missing from the port. Don't know where it was for weeks. Now all three of them are back around Iran as we speak. That's why I came out with it, number one. Number two, serious people have serious issues. We have former law enforcement. We have the Coast Guard. We have the professionals at the Salem nuclear plant came to us a few days ago and said they were going to request, which was granted, a restricted airspace around the nuclear plant because two of them were seen not by neighbors but by the professionals that work in the plant, very serious people, saw them hovering around on the periphery of the nuclear power plant. That was granted. The FAA granted them a no-fly zone restricted airspace and also to shoot, if necessary, with deadly force. And that's not the only facility. So that was granted. But meanwhile, John Kirby and the deputy press secretary for the Pentagon make fun of it. They made fun of the idea of drone ships in Iran. Now we know they're true. We have satellite imagery. Made fun of anybody who really saw these real people. Serious people saw it. And yes, there are some sightings that are inaccurate, and some people are looking at planes, and some people are looking at other hobby drones, but not all of them. And our government, this is the bottom line, Rich, our government is either inept and stupid, or they're lying to us and it's a cover-up, or both. And I don't say that lightly, and I wouldn't come out with that lightly. Yeah. But you could see Kirby was lying. His face was turning red.
Yeah, and you just got a round of applause from everybody here in the room here at the Grand Hotel KMA, Congressman Van Drew. You're exactly right. And then yesterday, what a joke, the FAA coming out with this fake no-fly zone nonsense. I mean, it really was, as you put it in your press release, insulting to our intelligence for them to do that.
Well, the whole thing, I mean, would John understand what they're saying to us? They're saying, you know, you Americans are stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, there is nothing out there. First, they said that was even worse. First, they said there is not. You know, there's something out there. Yeah, there are drones. We don't know what they are, who they are, where they're from, what they're carrying, what they're doing. But don't worry about it. It's totally safe, and there's no big deal. Well, to me, that's like if you know, you've got a severe chest pain, and you go to the doctor, and you can't even stand up straight. You're in so much pain. The doctor says, "Look, I don't know what you got. I don't know what's going on, but you're okay. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it."
Right.
I mean, that was unbelievable. They went from that, though, saying they don't know what they are. Then they moved to they're nothing. It was all just aircraft, and some of it was. And it was all hobby drones, and some of it was, but not all of it. But they're saying all of it was, and the people that thought they saw something else just didn't, including, and now they've squashed them, but people on the Coast Guard, and my friend Congressman Chris Smith had actually spoke to some folks in the Coast Guard who said they were hovering above their ship. When they went forward with them. When they turned. When they stopped, and up to 30 of them. I mean, these are really reputable people with gravitas who are serious players who have seen this, and for some reason our administration, our government is ignoring it, and that is of great concern to me. I mean, we've got to do so much better. You know, instead of worrying about people's pronouns and DEI officers and paying for sex changes in the military and sensitivity training, we need a military, a Homeland Security, a Department of Defense that is on the cutting edge, that is faster, smarter, stronger, and better than any other in the world. It is shameful. It is shameful that we are 10 years behind in drone technology. You almost can't believe it.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. I know how busy you are, and you got to get back to it. But thanks for calling into the show today. We really appreciate it. Keep up the good fight, my man. We're counting on you, and I know you'll deliver for us.
I will, and please, everybody who's there, all my friends, folks that are local, folks from Pennsylvania, folks, everybody, I want to wish you all, and you too, Rich, a very happy, a very healthy, a very blessed Christmas season. It really is a beautiful time of peace and love and faith, and I want to wish that to all of you, and I pray that we are going into a golden age as we enter into a new chapter in American history next year. God bless you.
Well said. God bless you. Merry Christmas, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Jeff Van Drew, everybody. Thank you, sir.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, and that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. Those year-end benefits, you only got a few more days left, so use them or lose them. Reach out to Dr. Mike's office today, or just go see Paula. She's over there, 856-786-2020, or veneriadental.com. Two locations to serve you. Paula's in the Cinnaminson office, but he also has Woodbury as well. I'll tell you what, Van Drew is as rational a guy as there is.
And you wonder why he was a Democrat for so long. Because remember, we clawed him back.
We did.
And he really has turned out to be a rising star in the party and works hard every damn day.
Because, you know, the answer to that is he was always a moderate Jersey Democrat, right?
Like the old Blue Dogs, like Zell Miller of Georgia.
Well, yeah, I mean, South Jersey, look, where, you know, the political geography of South Jersey. You think about it. Cumberland County was a Democrat stronghold. Yep. Now it's flipped to all Republican. But it was for a long time, you know, you had Burlington County was red, down below was blue. And it was just simply a matter of just because the Democrat Party officials were there and in control. But they were a different kind of Democrat. And then the party went far left. And guys like Van Drew said, I'm out. I can't take it anymore. I can't be part of it.
And that's a really good thing. It's almost like you think, could JFK be a Democrat today? No, they would have thrown
him out. It depends on the chicks at the convention. Let's be honest.
Well, that's true.
Right?
I mean, we were at both conventions.
Yeah.
He would not be a Democrat.
He would not
today.
Be a Democrat
no,
today.
Not
he'd be
either.
Like, oh, Marilyn Mon dude. I don't think I'll pass.
Oh, I have breaking news on that.
Oh, you do?
On the trans topic, since you were talking about it earlier. This is really
You don't think Marilyn Mon dude is I mean that's
good, hilarious.
That's hilarious. I'm
I was thinking about the Marilyn Monroe tunnel that goes into the White House. There is a trust me,
there is
there's
a tunnel.
Tunnel.
Yeah.
They don't let them use it so much anymore.
No.
But this is out of Lincolnshire.
Yeah.
A 29-year-old transgender woman has died of testicular cancer. I'm just going to leave it there. Look, every death is a tragedy. Every cancer death is a tragedy. But I'm sorry if you're telling me you're a woman, you're dying of testicular cancer. There's a joke there, people.
There is a joke there. There is. And I will say, I mean, she had the balls for that fight. She
yes.
really did. But it just wasn't enough for her, you know, in the end. So.
Well, I don't know if she had been to that Russian doctor.
Dr. Chopitoff?
Dr. Kuchikakov.
No,
he's a Russian doctor.
Chop a dick off of me.
They might be partners.
They might
be.
It's
somewhere
the same,
in a clinic.
It's a medical, yeah. It takes Obamacare, I believe.
He says we have to dump all of that.
You didn't have to dump any of that. What?
No, it's a Russian name, Kuchikakov. K-O-V. This is why I will not be allowed back on Saturday nights ever again.
I had a procedure done. It was a diverticulitis surgery. It was called a appendectomy, I believe it was.
Yes.
There's a procedure called adenectomy. It's a very
that's for the
similar,
women who want to
what? That's not.
That's
it's a,
gotta get
it's a medical
too.
Procedure.
We're gonna run out of dumps.
Well, didn't you just change your colon to a semicolon?
I did, and okay. That was because of him.
I'm just saying.
And if you want to see that, it's on FoxNews.com.
No, no.
The editorial, the op-ed. All right. The other thing I wanted to ask you was, since you're here right now, is what about that crazy purple-haired congresswoman who's yelling at everybody?
DeLauro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rosa DeLauro. I actually rode the train, the Amtrak, with her from D.C. to New York City and had a lovely chat with her.
Did you?
Yeah.
She used, like, sorcery powers on you? Because that's what she looks like to me.
No, I'm just saying, I think the dye in the hair dye makes your brain go crazy. And she didn't have like the neon purple hair visible from space at the time, but she had electric glasses. But she's always been a little bit of a
Matt. Do
a
we have
fashion
her?
Statement.
Do we have her yelling at Republicans? This is.
I think she's the first one to call Elon Musk President Musk. I think she coined it.
This is the crazy purple haired member of Congress who's getting all the attention, yelling her head off on the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday. Okay. Take a listen.
Read on a bill.
Whoa. Time out. Stop it right there. You got to give me a warning, man. You can't just go into it like that. People are driving. You got to give like a little setup. Like, brace yourselves, people. That was a lot.
Your hair may turn purple.
Yeah. All right. Try it again.
Read on a bill.
Oh, you see? Stop it again. That's too much. Am I right? I mean, that is just dangerous. Yeah, these people are drinking, Matt DeSantis. All right, we're going to do a trigger warning. This is a triggered warning, because she's triggered.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, a triggered warning,
so.
Okay?
Yes.
There we go. Go ahead.
Read on a bill.
They signed it.
And you know what? They got scared because President Musk told them. Yeah. President Musk said, don't do it. Don't do it. Shut the government down.
Isn't that what
Imagine.
Told Iran, too? Don't.
What
yeah,
does
don't.
He know
yeah. and Russia.
About
don't.
What people
right.
go through
and the immigrants.
When the government shuts down? Are his employees furloughed? Hell no.
Is your hair furloughed? Is her hair still purple if the government shuts down? Is that? Do our taxpayer dollars dye her hair purple? Is that a thing?
I believe there is a beauty parlor in the Capitol. Because I know
President
it's a barbershop.
Musk. Oh, there is a beauty shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
There really is. President Musk.
After
the
she
precious.
Said it, Nadler grabbed onto it.
Yeah.
And so did CNN.
Yeah.
And so did MSNBC. They were all saying, oh, President Musk. President.
Speaking of Jerry Nadler, how come you haven't eaten that cannoli yet from a Versus that our buddy Chris Eppolito gave us?
I'm eating it one chocolate bit at a time. It's
what do
so
you think
delicious.
Of the new fat czar in San Francisco?
Oh, my God.
Wait czar. I'm sorry. Not fat czar. Wait czar.
Same thing. You have
what do you
the
think
right
of the new
to,
fat czar in
You
San
have
Francisco?
The right to remain fat.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the title of her book?
Yeah.
If there ever was a definition of San Francisco and government abuse, it is the hiring of this woman to defend the clinically unhealthy will definitely be a liability to society person.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think like her big thing is that cannoli portion is not big enough, and therefore that's fat shaming.
Someone should be sued.
Like, yeah, like you gotta, like, it's gotta be four times that size, otherwise you're judging.
Are you insulting me? You think I need to be on a diet? You bring me this appetizer cannoli?
Michael Pelka, the only man in the world who wears an ugly Christmas sweater that has guns on it. I think that's incredibly impressive.
Come on. Come on.
Look at that. Joe Howarth pointing that out to me.
Today is ugly Christmas sweater day.
Only Opelka would wear a Christmas sweater with guns.
And I wore it to Trader Joe's in North Wilmington and got yelled at.
Did you really?
The checker goes, your sweater, I thought it was a Christmas sweater, but it bothers me. I said, no sweater has ever killed anyone.
Yeah. Well, this is why we have a fashion police, Mike Opelka, for that reason.
Well, my wife looked at me as I'm leaving. She goes, are you wearing that?
Yeah.
To Zioli Show, I said, is there a better place to wear it?
I agree.
There's an NRA hat there. I dare say it's probably a life member. Very good. Well done.
Okay. See, and we got the black MAGA hat, the dark MAGA hat.
That's
that.
That's a
beautiful
dark MAGA hat.
And the key is that this is a very, very classy, classy group, you can tell. Look at how classy this group is.
Well, they all have pants on.
Yeah. I won't read that sign on the air.
No, I can't.
I won't in good conscience read that sign on the air. No way.
We'd have to dump that.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
You would have to dump that.
I would have
well.
To dump that. We're out of dumps. We're out of dumps. You're going to go the first person banned from a live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May.
Moose, Vito, escort the man out.
Mangione, get this guy out of here. Do your thing. All right. It's good to see you.
Thank you, my brother,
filling in next week. Everybody, tune in next week to Michael Pelka.
Thank you all. God bless you all. Merry Christmas.
Appreciate making the trip.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Christmaka.
Happy Festivus.
For the Monday is Festivus.
Festivus is Monday, right?
Yes.
Festivus.
Yeah.
You want to air some grievances?
I got problems with you people.
I got a lot of problems with you people. All right, Stunt Brain. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Congrats on the new gig, man. Thanks for making the trip. Guy crosses the river for us and everything, huh? How about that? All right, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, I want to tell you about my friend and dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria. And it's great to meet Paula because everybody who works at his office is wonderful. And this is the thing in the final stretch of 2024. You could possibly have dental insurance benefits expiring. So, come January, most benefits reset. Been putting off going to the dentist. Do it now. Dr. Mike is the undisputed master of dental implants. Just go to VeneriaDental.com. His level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. And if you're nervous about going to the dentist, don't be. With wonderful people like Paula, they'll take great care of you. And two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020. My dentist, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're back. Yeah. And I am very, very excited. He's become a great friend of the show. He has worked incredibly hard for us. He was instrumental in our victory in Pennsylvania. is going to be instrumental in our victory in New Jersey next year. And I'm very, very proud that President Trump has named him once again the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. Mr. Chairman, how are you?
It is great to be on with you. I hope everybody's having a great Friday before Christmas. And man, what a change we're already seeing across the country and the world, knowing that America is back.
Everybody's having a great time. I'm telling you, the line at the bar, Mr. Chairman, it could not be any bigger right now. That's how much fun everybody's having. We're just feeling good about the state of the world and the state of our country. And we're talking about flipping New Jersey red. I mean, we're here in Cape May. We're in a red county in a blue state. But you know what? This state is not really blue anymore. This state has lots and lots of red. And we can do this next year. We absolutely can.
Completely agree. Look, the formula is the same. Get out the vote, protect the ballot, and have a great candidate who runs a great race. You got three elements you need to get done. And, you know, we feel a lot better coming out of this election cycle, seeing how that formula worked. And, you know, we were able to retool the grassroots programs nationwide to focus on our low propensity voters. We were able to build the first ever national election integrity program to protect the vote. And, you know, this is the way. This is the way we're going to be operating going forward. You know, as long as I'm at the RNC, we are going to focus on the fundamentals and make sure that we are helping our candidates win up and down the ballot and across the country.
Right now, we're in the middle of, yes, absolutely, yes. Right now, we're in the middle of talking about the government and keeping the government open and the spending priorities. And are there? I just talked to Congressman Jeff Van Drew a short time ago. Are there any updates, Mr. Chairman, that you can give us on the situation right now?
Well, look, this is the last dying gasp of a Democrat president and a Democrat Senate. This is what happens when you have only one branch controlled by the Republicans. And, you know, the Republicans in the House are doing their best to try and hold the line. But two thirds of the decision making process right now is held, you know, by the other party. Come January, that equation is going to change and we are going to restore fiscal sanity back to the United States. And I think, you know, President Trump has made it very clear that we need to get inflationary spending under control. He's made it very clear that we do not want a ticking time bomb of the national debt hanging over his head as his administration comes in. You know, we may not get everything we need in these negotiations through the end of the year because we still today technically have a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate. You know, this just has to reaffirm for every one of your listeners and Republicans around the country how important elections are. We have got to get sanity restored back to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, no question about it. And I also think, too, you know, we're in New Jersey right now. We've been talking a lot about the drones, and it's very obvious that once again, this administration is playing games with us and lying to us. And lack of transparency is very, very frustrating to a lot of people right now, Mr. Chairman, you know, and it's part of the reason why I think President Trump won. Look, he is as authentic as it gets. And when the Wall Street Journal article came out yesterday showing us that for the last 4 years, they've been literally now, you know, propping up Joe Biden like a puppet. I mean, that's exactly what we but they yelled at us and said we were mean and they gaslit us so bad on all of this stuff. And I think people are just tired of it.
They are. And thank God that the voters saw through it. Thank God that you know, that the voters really, truly wanted authenticity. You know, but you got to say that the Democrats didn't just have bad messengers. They had a bad message. And the fact is, Donald Trump ran on a very simple formula for America. Rebuild the border, restore our economy, keep our communities safe, and make sure that America is strong enough to protect our interests and our allies around the world. And the Democrats fought us on every single one of those elements. They did not want, you know, to close the border. They didn't want a strong economy. They don't want safe communities. They don't want, you know, us to be strong around the world. It's a common sense agenda. That's why Elon Musk and why Vivek Ramaswamy and Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. joined this common sense campaign to restore sanity, you know, to the country. And it's why we're seeing records in the stock market and why we're seeing migrant caravans turn around and go back home in Mexico, why we're seeing Hezbollah and Hamas suddenly suing for peace, and Iran, and we're seeing Russia and Ukraine say that they're going to sit down and try and work out their differences. You know, this is a new world because America's coming. And I think that Donald Trump, through this transition period, has made it very clear that on January 20th, America's going to be back.
We've spoken a lot. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You know, I was talking to my buddy Linda Kearns the other day, and she was we were talking about election integrity, and a great friend of mine, David Gelman's here. He worked really hard on that project as well with the Republican lawyers. And you, Mr. Chairman, and Laura Trump set out to tell everybody to take a leap of faith and trust in the process. And I think that that mindset change was huge. And it was the reason why we won, because we embraced early voting. We embraced mail-in voting. We believed that we could win. And, you know, a year ago, I had people calling my show saying, Rich, I'm not going to bother voting because there's no use. And we had to change that mindset. And it took a lot of effort, but we did it. And you were all over it. But we're not done, because now we're going to be going into New Jersey in 2025 and Virginia for the governor's races. And we got a lot of legislative seats that are up in those states as well. What lessons have we learned from this past election that we need to take forward with us going into these next races?
You know, I think the fundamental lesson is that election integrity and grassroots activism are two sides of the same coin. You know, we need to get out the vote. We need to protect the ballot. And that when we protect the ballot, it is a lot easier to get people to go vote because they're going to trust in the system. And, you know, the very first conversations that Laura Trump and I had, you know, with President Trump focused on the fact that we're going to build this national campaign out. We're going to do everything that we can to protect the ballot. And we're going to get, you know, the team in. When we said we were going to get 100,000 volunteers across the country, people looked at us like we were crazy. Well, we ended up with 230,000 volunteers, more than a quarter of a million people who said they wanted to protect the ballot. They wanted to be part of the election integrity team. That's how we were able to get this done. That's how we were able to win. And so, you know, we served two notices. One, to everybody who contemplated cheating, if you do, we will find you. We will prosecute you to the fullest extent. And to everybody else, trust the system. Your vote is going to count. And that's why we were able to get the record setting turnout that we were able to drive in Pennsylvania and all across the country.
Well, I want to thank you for all your friendship and your work on everything. And I love the fact that you come on the show. You're still coming on the show. I mean, like for most people, an election ends and like they lose your number. Not you, Mr. Chairman. You keep coming on. And I love that. We appreciate it. We really do. Chairman Michael Whiteley, everybody. Merry Christmas, my friend. Thank you for all your hard work. You are the best. I'm so glad you're there. Thank you.
All right. Take care and Merry Christmas, everybody.
All
right. The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Excellent. Okay. The update is right now, it looks like there's going to be a vote at 5 p.m. on another bill. I don't know yet exactly the details of it, but we'll try to find the details for you going forward. Would you like it if I push that big banner thing? Kirk, can we push that banner back so they could see us? Like the that one. Thank you very much. Mangione, can you do it? And don't kill anybody while you're here. Just look at this guy. No, really. What's his name? Nico? Nico. And you're new to the street team? A year. Good. And you're Italian, Paisan. Look at this kid. He's like a Roman god. Look at him. Look at him. Now, are we single, ladies? Because love is in the air at the Grand Hotel of Cape May is all I'm saying. All I'm saying. Now, Bridget and the kids are on their way down. I just want to remind you, Reagan is still on the terror watch list. So you have to realize she's not allowed. Do you like the Cooking with Reagan videos? Have you been watching those? All right, so here's a fun story. The social media stuff is, it's a lot of work, but Reagan makes it really easy because all we do is we just start cooking and she's a little ham and she just starts going with it, you know? And I taught her the word metagon. So, you know, when the Italians came here, like my grandfather, for example, Italians came here and they couldn't really speak English and they used to say metagon, metagon. And that's where the term like metagon, metagon, it's kind of where it became a thing. So, now we always say it like, don't be a metagon. Like, for example, putting pineapple on a pizza. Eating at the Olive Garden. Eating veal with white wine. You know, things like this, all right? Now, you can do white wine with veal. It's all right. Just make sure it's salt and boca. So I got Reagan saying, don't be a metagon. And my wife is Irish, you know. And like Irish people, and I love the Irish, and just between us, I mean, I would say this on the radio, but they have no taste buds, you know. That's true. I mean, from the potato famine, they lost their taste buds. So I remind my wife all the time how blessed and lucky she is to have married an Italian man who loves to cook. And she reminds me all the time that she's way out of my league, more successful, a better person, and people like her better. So there's that. But the daughter and the metagon, and don't be a metagon, and I even got Reagan doing this now. So what she does, she takes the little hand like this, and she goes like this, and she goes, Mom, Dad, don't be a metagon, you see? Just like my grandma used to do, and it's great. So anyway, it's been a lot of fun to do these videos. We made pasta, and she stuck her toes in them. And, you know, I thought the boiling water would kill the toe fungus, but it didn't, because the next day Patrick got sick. I probably won't be opening up a restaurant anytime soon. And then the other day, what was she doing with the carrots? I forget what she was doing with the carrots. Anybody remember? Oh, sneezing on the carrots, right, yes, that's right. Just, you know, right. And I said, can you please catch your cough and catch your cold? So, and our honorary Aunt Faith and Uncle Richie are here. They've been like their aunt and uncle to my kids. Here, stand up, you two beautiful people, for a moment, if you would. So Richie served in Korea in the Korean conflict. And he raided an orphanage about 30 years later and stole a baby who then became his wife, Faith. It's like kind of how I met my mother, like that, sort of like that. You know, some of the details are loosey-goosey, but thank you for your service, my friend. And we were county commissioners together, and it was a lot of fun doing that and working to win Republican races across New Jersey. Do we have any other veterans with us today at the Grand Hotel? Could you please stand up so we can say thank you for your service to our country? Thank you. And if you can't stand, I see your hat, sir. Thank you very much. And if you can't stand because you have no legs, and I just pulled a Joe Biden, I apologize. All right, we're going to do a lot. We got a lot of fun stuff. I got to take a quick break, though. But listen, we're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and we love being here. We're having a lot of fun. Don't forget, Michael and Lee, your bartenders, have a special cocktail they've created, the Grand Winter Cocktail. Tastes like Christmas in a glass. If you're not here, you're missing out. But whether you're here or you're not here, you got to get DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. You need it because privacy is everything in this day and age. There are so many people who are trying to get your data and trying to sell you. You are the product. DuckDuckGo is offering a 30-day free trial. 30 days to try it out, see how easy it is to use, and just how beneficial it is for you and your family, too. See, you get a secure VPN, so your data is encrypted end to end. You also will get personal data removal. So all that interesting stuff about you that's personal will be removed from the internet. And identity theft restoration, if God forbid your identity is ever stolen. They have been making products in our area, local, online privacy products since 2010. So please, sign up today for the 30-day free trial because you need to be protected online. It is essential in this day and age. Just go to duckduckgo.com/1210. Duckduckgo.com/1210 and sign up today. 30-day free trial until they take it away. Duckduckgo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, ready? Here we go.
Some people say that there's a woman to blame.
There always is, right? All right, welcome back to the show, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Great to be with you. I appreciate it, you being here. The House is going to vote on a stopgap bill in the next hour. Here's what we're learning about it. There will not be a vote to raise the debt ceiling, which means that it's probably going to pass this time because Tom Massey and the other conservatives were just like an absolute no on that point. They did not want to see the debt ceiling extended. And so this is good, I think, but I don't have a lot of details on it. I do have a quick audio clip of the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. He came out a short time ago and said there will not be a government shutdown. They may have reached some sort of a deal. Take a listen.
Yeah, because I've got a couple of things I got to wrap up in a few moments upstairs, but I expect that we will be proceeding forward. We will not have a government shutdown, and we will meet our obligations for our farmers who need aid, for the disaster victims all over the country, and for making sure that military and essential services and everyone who relies upon the federal government for a paycheck is paid over the holidays. I'll give you the more details here in just a few moments.
Have you talked to President-elect Trump about this? Have you talked to the President-elect, Mr. Speaker?
All right, that's all we got at the moment. But, you know, a lot of people are saying, like, maybe we just shut it down. Shut it down. Here's Senator Tommy Tuberville saying that exact point. If we can't do a clean CR, let's shut it down all the way to January the 5th. We can survive. I'm just saying. We live, right? They get back pay. They're still going to keep lying to us about the drones. If the aliens invade, we can protect our country. The aliens will still invade the southern border. That's not going to change, whether the government shut down or not. Here's Senator Tuberville, cut four.
Lots of talk here. Some Republicans against this bill. Do you expect that there is going to be a shutdown? We do have some time here yet to try to get something done. Do you expect that to happen today?
All talk, no action. That's what happens in Washington, D.C. I wish I was on a plane to Arizona to get out of this clown show, go out there and listen to some speakers that actually know what they're talking about. But you're right. This is before and after Trump. President Trump just needs a fresh head start when he takes over the 20th. I understand today they're going to do a couple of standalone bills in the House with farmers disaster, which they need, and the disaster in North Carolina relief, and then a clean CR. If we can't do that, let's shut it down. Shut it down all the way to January the 5th. Start new, fresh ideas, get people on the same page. Right now, everybody's looking at Christmas. We're not going to do the right thing unless we get this done today. Democrats don't want to do anything. But guess what? The ball is in their court. If we shut it down, it'll be because of them.
If we shut it down, it'll be because of them. All right. Well, I mean, we may get there. We may get there. See, what they were doing was they were secretly working on all this plan to make government bigger over the holidays. This is what Senator Mike Lee revealed. And it's only because of X and people on Twitter that everybody turned around and was able to kill this thing. You know, it had stuff in there, for example, where if you were in jail and you were called a prisoner, they would change it to a justice-involved person. Yep. And they wouldn't say prison anymore. They would say in a justice facility or something. Like you're a member of the Justice League, like you're Aquaman or Wonder Woman. But they were lying to us again, and this is part of the lying here, and this is what Senator Mike Lee revealed, cut number seven.
So you're saying, hold on, just back up. So you're saying these four people, you're saying Jeffries, Schumer, McConnell,
and Jeffries, the firm. Okay. They did this.
Okay, McConnell and Schumer, they cooked this up for the last 85 days in secret, dropped it on everybody Wednesday, and this is where we are.
Yes, and it has failed. It's failed miserably because the American people are awake. They have access to X. They have access to Waters World. They have access to information and to apps that will help them quickly digest this information. This does not work. It's an historic moment. It's fallen apart. And as a result, somebody's going to have to lose their job over this. I don't think the Speaker is going to remain in power. That's my prediction. I'm not in the House. If I'm correct in that, and I think I am, We need bold new leadership, outside leadership, and I think it needs to be a DOGE speaker. It needs to be either Vivek Ramaswamy or it needs to be Elon Musk. Look, I was over here a couple weeks ago, House and Senate Republicans for a DOGE caucus meeting. I've never seen, we're like, you know, herding cats, Republicans on Capitol Hill. Never seen so much attention, so much respect for two people in our entire caucus, in the Senate and in the House.
So you're officially nominating right here on Jesse Waters Primetime either Vivek or Elon.
Let me stop
to be
it right
House
there
speaker.
For a second.
Doesn't
Let's
have to
it.
Be
Let's,
a politician.
Oh,
could
sorry,
be
Matt's
anyone.
Control the audience.
Can be speaker. Do they want that job?
I don't know. Look, I'm a little bit more. I'm a little bit skeptical.
Can you? All right. Look, I think the key and the only part I wanted to play there was the part about the government, the secret backdoor deals that they had. You know, here's the reason why the Senate Democrats did what they did. All right. Because the Senate Republicans like Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, their arrogance in the Senate, they thought we can do whatever the hell we want and nobody will catch us because whatever the House sends to us, we know we'll kill it if it doesn't give us all these goodies. But that arrogance by Democrats in the Senate is only effective. It only works because those Republicans are willing to go along with them. Think about that. Because if you didn't have that, then Schumer would know he can't get it done. You're talking literally about a divided United States Senate. So the only way it works is if you have Republicans who are also demanding big government, more spending, and all the other nonsense. Because if that doesn't happen, then if these Republicans were demanding fiscal conservative governance, then Schumer would be out of luck. So let's realize who the real enemies are here. They're in our own party. I mean, they are in the Republican Party. We know the Democrats. We understand how dangerous they are, but it's like very much letting an enemy into the camp. And we have four of them at least who are working to undermine Trump's agenda. And Schumer knew he had their votes because Mitch McConnell's not going to stand up and fight. Lisa Murkowski's not going to stand up and fight. Susan Collins isn't going to stand up and fight. And neither is that new guy from Utah who's the lesser Mitt Romney. I don't even know his name. But same guy, same exact idea. So they figured, all right, well, we'll just tell the House, here it is. Whatever you send us, if it's not this big, bloated, lefty, wishless, progressive kookery, it'll die and the government will shut down. And if it wasn't for the fact that Twitter, X, was able to expose all this and we could find out about it, that the American people said, this is insane. Like, as much as I'm for $3 million for the testing of the inspection of molasses, and who isn't? Who among us doesn't want to spend $3 million to upgrade the testing of the inspection of molasses? Show of hands, exactly. There is no cause greater. Give me greater molasses inspection or give me death, I believe was once said. But still, it doesn't need to be in the bill. So this is the problem. And I'm glad these Republicans have pushed back on this. Still no word from President Trump. He again wanted the debt ceiling increase. We will see where this goes, but stay tuned because obviously a lot of developments are going to happen here in the next couple of minutes. They're going to start the vote at 5 o'clock. We'll have Fox News potted up, ready to go if there's any developments, and we'll bring it to you live. Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to join me next as we continue our Christmas spectacular live from the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Do you know when the best time to buy investment properties is? It's now. It's always now. You just need to learn how to buy them correctly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn how to buy investment properties and make money every time. That's right. That's what we teach. We teach how to buy investment properties and make money every time. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now. Take a class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Don't go through life ignorant about how to become a millionaire. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and learn from an expert. At Investor Schooling, we teach these things and more. We only provide education, and we will teach you how to leverage real estate, how to leverage the stock market, and how to leverage precious metals to make more money than you've ever made before. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and take a complimentary class this Thursday. We will see you there. InvestorSchooling.com. That's InvestorSchooling.com.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to the show. If you ever miss a show, check out my podcast for free on the Odyssey app or wherever.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.